In the headlines, President Mills begins tour of Bunahafu. Government committed to eliminating plastic waste. Unilever Ghana collates signatures of Ghanaians as part of health campaign. Fighting in Cote d'Ivoire's main city Abidjan takes new turn with reports of capture of Laurent Gbagbo's residence. Libyan government says it is open to political reform. Musician Michel Martelly wins runoff in Haiti's presidential election. And Japan begins emergency program to measure radiation levels in schools. First, the summary by Abigail Labi.
President John Evans Atta will this morning commence a three-day duty tour of the Bunahafu region. The tour will enable the president to inaugurate completed projects and cut the sort for new ones as part of his Better Ghana agenda. The government of Ghana has again pledged its commitment to eliminating plastic waste in the country. This was disclosed by Vice President John Dramani Mahama at a stakeholders' meeting on the green industry in Accra. He noted that government is supporting the use of biodegradable options to fight the menace. Unilever Ghana is collating signatures of many Ghanaians on a document in a campaign aimed at creating awareness on the importance of observing good hygienic practices. The campaign has been prompted by the recent upsurge of diseases from insanitary conditions. Forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara say they have captured Laurent Gbagbo's residence. A spokesman for Mr. Ouattara said they took over the building after a day of fierce combat, but it is not clear whether Mr. Gbagbo is inside the building. And the Libyan government says it is open to any political reform on condition that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi is allowed to stay in power. According to a government spokesman, Colonel Gaddafi is a unifying figure who has insisted throughout the crisis that his forces only target armed rebels and not civilians.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The news in detail. President John Evans Atta Mills is expected in Sunyang this morning to begin a three-day duty tour of the Bunahafu region. The president will use the tour to inspect ongoing projects, inaugurate completed ones, and also cut the sod for new ones under the Better Ghana agenda. Our presidential correspondent, Sethiya, has come through with this report.
President John Evans Atta Mills' regional duty tour has been divided into two phases. The first phase consists of Upper West, Upper East, Northern, Bunahafu, and Ashanti, while the second phase is made up of Greater Accra, Volta, Central, Western, and Eastern regions. President Mills has already visited Upper East and Upper West regions, describing the level of development as overwhelming. The president's itinerary for each of the 3 days begins in the morning and ends in the night. For today, President Mills will address the Bunahafu Regional House of Chiefs in Sunyang, cut the sod for work to begin on the Birikun Sekwa in Soko Road at Sekwa, inaugurate a 6-unit classroom block at Min Senior High School, inspect a midwifery training school at Goso, among others. Already, there are hoisted banners welcoming President Mills to the region. Sethiya, Radio Ghana, Sunyang.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama has reiterated government's commitment to eliminating plastic waste. He said plastic waste, such as polythene bags, water sachet rubbers, and plastic containers, have engulfed the cities and rural communities with filth. Vice President Mahama said it is with great joy that the government has given its full support to the Africa 2 Green International, who will use biodegradable option to eliminate waste in the cities. Vice President Mahama made this known at a stakeholders' meeting on the green industry in Accra. Na Jagleago has more.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama noted that there have been agitations by public officials and other members of society across the west coast of Africa, especially Ghana, against the uncontrollable threat to the environment by plastic waste. He said Ghana's landfills and gutters are choked by plastic waste which lasts for more than 500 years wherever they are found. Vice President Mahama said the oceans and water bodies are also being taken over by plastic materials. It is in view of this that government is collaborating with the inventor of the biodegradable option, Professor Ramanes, and Africa to Green International to curb the menace. This technology turns waste from agricultural products like sugarcane, corn, rice husk, millet, and cassava into biodegradables and compost. It also adds additives to plastics to recycle them for other materials. Vice President Mahama called on individuals and corporate entities to support this initiative of transforming waste into wealth. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aiti, said the benefit of biodegradable option is enormous since it can create millions of jobs, generate new markets, and provide opportunities for dynamic new businesses. She said it will also yield social and economic benefits while conserving the natural system on which human beings depend. Ms. Aiti said waste management and recycling employ more than 500,000 people in Brazil, generates more than $2 billion, and avoids 10 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions. Ms. Aiti entreated Ghanaians to take interest in this invention due to its benefits.
That was Naj Agbeyagu's report. Meanwhile, Vice President Mahama has renewed government's commitment to providing quality health delivery to Ghanaians and achieve all health-related Millennium Development Goals. He said the government would also support moves by corporate and other organized bodies to send better health to the doorsteps of all in the West Africa sub-region. Vice President Mahama said this at the launch of a fundraising campaign for the Moorfields Eye Hospital project at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, which is to cater for the eye care needs of Ghanaians. We bring you a news desk report.
The project, which started a few months ago, is committed to developing an integrated eye unit and surgical training facility based at the main teaching hospital as a means of addressing the grave need of eye specialists. The facility, when completed, would also enable specialists from across West Africa to be trained in safe and high-volume surgery to help eliminate cataract blindness and deliver sight-saving treatments for people with glaucoma and trachoma, in addition to many other eye diseases. Vice President Mahama said the sense of sight is the most valuable of the human senses and should therefore be safeguarded to enable people to increase productivity. He added that government would support the project to make it a center of excellence in medicine and specialist care delivery to cater for Ghanaians and others from neighboring countries. The chairman of the Moorfields Eye Hospital Liaison Committee, Ishmael Yamson, said about 2.6 million people across the sub-region are blind, and the establishment of the hospital could help curb the menace in the coming years. He said that the hospital, which will also serve as an eye research center, has the potential of equipping specialists to come out with findings that will eliminate some diseases in the next few decades. The head of eye department of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Stephen Akafo, urged all corporate organizations to donate generously towards the sustenance of the hospital.
That was a news desk report. Spokesman for former President Rawlings, Kofi Adams, says there is the need for the NDC to be reminded of its core values and ideals in order to truly execute good governance. He said the former president does not feel alienated by developments within the party. Mr. Adams told Abraham Asare on Behind the News that former President Rawlings is committed to the good of the NDC, irrespective of who leads the party, adding that Mr. Rawlings fully supports President Mills and all he does.
The NDC should remind itself of what it represents and what it stood for.
But isn't it because he doesn't seem to have the control he used to exercise over the party, where he could call people to order? Is it that he's finding things difficult now, beating people in line?
The belief is that we should not wait just for him, like, to call us to order or to call anybody to order. We must understand that it is out of belief in some principles and values that have brought us together into this party called the NDC. And we must always remind ourselves to uphold these values and principles, because without which we cannot progress as a political party.
Do you think that he supported them Mills for 2012?
We have not elected a flag bearer for 2012. And if he's not supporting President Mills to be able to do, he would have stayed in Accra and not gone to Tamale to calm down the people who are angry there in order to pave way for government to be able to continue its activity.
He You heard the spokesman for former President Rawlings, Kofi Adams. The MP for Lower Manyakrobo, Michael Tenyauno, says he is scared about the chances of the NDC in next year's elections due to the court ruling on the late Yana Yakubu Andani's murder case. He said he is disappointed that government failed to do a good job on the case. Mr. Tenyauno said there is the need for the NDC to reconsider its communication channel to involve party members at the grassroots level. He spoke with Abraham Asare.
Certainly, I'm getting really scared indeed, because the Yana issue was a significant statement or point in our campaign time, and it won us a lot of votes. Having won, in fact, the supervisors and followers and the whole international community are watching us how we play this game. And as things have turned out to be now, I am very disappointed.
You are disappointed that they did not find the killers, or that the party or the government is not doing a good job?
I'm disappointed that the government did not do a good job, and accordingly we have not found the perpetrators of the crime.
What to you should have been a good job?
What should have been a good job is that, having used it as a campaign language, I expected that we would have started the whole thing, reopened new investigations, and started step by step after we have crack investigators in this country. And
that was the MP for Lower Manyakrobo, Michael Tenyauno. A Deputy Minister of Information, Baba Jamal, has described the refusal of the courts to sit yesterday due to heightened tension by demonstrators as unfortunate. He told Radio Ghana's Yahya Kwamwa that the demonstrators were only going to present a petition to the Chief Justice, Parliament and Government in a peaceful manner.
I think that it is unfortunate, and it's also sad to note that it will create the impression that people who want to demonstrate are going to be violent when they have even complied with all the rules and regulations of this country. Because this particular demonstration was a peaceful one. They have notified the police. The police have given them the right to go. The police were there to protect everybody. So for the Chief Justice to ask that is not to say, I think that is very unfair. Not to present the petition to only Chief Justice. They presented it to the Attorney General, they presented it to Parliament, and all those institutions, were they also going to tell their people to go home? You saw it that at the end of the day, the demonstration was full. Everybody had his petition without any problem. So I think that is an unfortunate decision for the Chief Justice to take.
Did they call on government for reinforcement to enable them sit if they did fear that they will attack?
You know where there is demonstration. Surely demonstrators will not go on demonstration on the street without security. So calling on the police to reinforce it will only advise the IGP to do more or making sure that demonstration is peaceful. Even without them calling for security, the police was surely going to offer security. So there was no point in saying that I've asked for security and I was not given, because surely every demonstration, we all know in this country that even whether legal or illegal, the police will be there to save the situation. So
Deputy Minister of Information Baba Jamal in that interview with Yahya Kwamwa. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The media stories. President Mills begins tour of Bonahafu. Government committed to eliminating plastic waste. Unilever Ghana collates signatures of Ghanaians as part of health campaign. Fighting in Cote d'Ivoire's main city, Abidjan, takes new turn with reports of capture of Laurent Gbagbo's residence. Libyan government says it is open to political reform. Musician Michel Martelly wins runoff in Haiti's presidential election. And Japan begins emergency program to measure radiation levels in schools. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The recent upsurge in diseases due to insanitary conditions has prompted Unilever Ghana Limited to embark on a health campaign to drum home the importance of observing good hygienic practices. The campaign, dubbed Sign On to a Healthy Nation, is aimed at sensitizing Ghanaians to pursue healthy choices in all facets of life. The campaign will collate signatures of as many Ghanaians as possible on a document to be presented to Ghana's health authorities. Na Ashoko Mensah-Doku is a member of the campaign team.
Unilever has over time shown that they are very passionate about helping us look good and feel good. And one sure way we can make sure this happens is by living healthy lifestyles. Most often in Ghana, we tend to wash our hands before we eat, but not with soap and water. We just wash with water. But that is not the way to go. The right thing to do is wash our hands with soap and water at least 5 times a day. Before breakfast, before lunch, before supper, of course, after we use the bathroom and when we take our bath in the morning, at least 5 times a day. Now, when we wash our hands with soap and water before we eat, it takes away the germs, the disease-causing bacteria and so on from our hands before we eat. And unfortunately, we tend to, especially during breakfast hours, we wake up in the morning, come to work, handle bags and files and so on, but we do not wash our hands before we have breakfast. We take snacks and bread and so on, we don't wash our hands. Now, by signing on to this board, we pledge, or we make a commitment, a resolution, to sign up to a healthy nation.
As part of the campaign, staff of GBC appended their signatures to the Healthy Nation campaign board. The head of publication at GBC, Mensah Nyako, lauded Unilever Ghana for the initiative and was optimistic that the campaign will lead to a faster control of the cholera epidemic.
We thank you very much for first bringing this program of Health Light to GBC. We believe that the problem we're facing today in Ghana, especially in the capital, is about cholera. And we believe that when we start this and goes all around to everybody, we're going to reduce these cholera menace. So we thank Unilever for this program, and we believe strongly that from henceforth we're going to live a very healthy life by making sure that we wash our hands with soap before we eat, after washrooms, after handling so many things that are coupled with germs, we need to wash our hands with soap. And this is exactly that GBC can assure you that we're going to take this program ahead.
That was the head of publications at GBC, Mensah Nyako. The board will travel through some establishments in the country. Some parts of the airport residential area, the former Ghana Airways head office, Banken College and Roman Ridge, has been without water for more than a month now. Residents who cannot afford paying for water from tankers travel long distances in search of water. Speaking to Radio Ghana, some residents blamed the construction of high-rise buildings, hotels and guest houses for the problem which has affected domestic homes. Others suspect that the hotels and commercial apartments, which have been connected to the main lines by Ghana Water Company, are using pumping machines, thereby preventing other residents from enjoying their right to water. Residents have therefore appealed to the Ghana Water Company and Akwa Bitterns Rand to come to their aid. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has directed all regional ministers and metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives to, as a matter of urgency, take steps to stop the spread of the cholera outbreak to other regions and communities. Regional coordinating councils and metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies are also to mobilize the needed resources and logistics to carry out planned activities in the short and medium term to stem the spread of the disease. A statement issued by the sector minister, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofo, also called on the assemblies to undertake clean-up exercises and evacuation of heaps of garbage piled up in the communities. The ministry is therefore releasing 8,000 Ghana cedis to metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies to recapitalize environmental service providers to enhance service delivery. It is also posting 651 additional environmental health officers to augment the staff strength of the assemblies to ensure effective sanitation and hygiene service delivery. Over 1,000 people have been displaced and hundreds of houses destroyed by a rainstorm in the Chiriponi district in the northern region. The MP for the area, Samuel Abdullahi Jabamite, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said he has since met with NADMO officials and similar groups to brainstorm on how to assist the victims. He said only 3 people remain hospitalized. The Northern Regional Minister spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
It happened yesterday around 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the evening, and the destruction was mainly in the Chiriponi Township. Okay. But the most affected community was the Chiriponi Senior High School.
What is the extent of damage?
As I speak with you now, the girls' dormitory, the boys' dormitory, the classroom blocks, the main administration, 3 staff bungalows, and then the technical practical room are all razed down. And 22 people were affected who are seriously injured. Also, a pregnant woman in the community. The 21 students were all rushed to the hospital. Some were treated and discharged in Telephone Polyclinic. Some were also treated, were also admitted at the Yendi Hospital. And three who were in critical condition were rushed to the Tamale Teaching Hospital. Okay. They are still on admission at the Tamale Teaching Hospital. In all, 121 houses were affected. And also at the secondary school, quite apart from these things that were destroyed, the MP also has this mechanization center at the secondary school where all his agricultural machinery are kept. And two of such tractors were also severely smashed by trees and the transformer that was uprooted and thrown onto these tractors. Then when you come into the community, about 125 houses are also completely.
That was the MP for Chereponi constituency, Samuel Abdullahi Jabamiti. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Toto.
The rest of the news. Fighting in Cote d'Ivoire's main city, Abidjan, has taken a new turn with reports that Laurent Gbagbo's residence has been captured. Forces loyal to his rival, Alassane Ouattara, say they have taken the building after a day of fierce combat. A spokesman for Mr. Ouattara, Patrick Achi, told journalists it was not yet clear whether Mr. Gbagbo had been inside. The Libyan government says it is open to any political reform, but Muammar Gaddafi must stay in power to avoid a new Iraq or Somalia. A spokesman for the government says Colonel Gaddafi is a unifying figure and insists his forces only target armed rebels, not civilians. Meanwhile, evacuees from the besieged city of Misrata have accused pro-Gaddafi forces of atrocities against civilians. Preliminary results in Haiti's presidential election suggest that musician Michel Sweet-Mickey Martelly won the 20th March runoff vote. He defeated former senator and former first lady Meland Maningat. Reports say turnout in the second round was high and voting was largely peaceful, although still marred by fraud. 20 News, the main points again. President John Evans Atanos will this morning commence a three-day duty tour of the Bonaf region. The tour will also enable the president to inaugurate completed projects and cut the sort for new ones as part of his Better Ghana agenda. And forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara say they have captured Laurent Gbagbo's residence. A spokesman for Mr. Ouattara, Patrick Achi, said they took over the building after a day of fierce combat, but it is not clear whether Mr. Gbagbo is inside the building. The news was presented by Samuel Essan in Accra. Thank you.